Still Me by King Bob here on the Vancouver Mixtape, the first single off their sophomore record, which is not out yet, but will be one day soon. We can only hope. I love King Bob. Big fan. Some Victoria Con, not quite local, but hopefully they'll be back here playing soon. Before that, before King Bob, who have a song called Midas, we heard Muncho with King Midas of Bad Vibes. Yeah, that was intentional. That's right. And before that, Like Hell by Still Depths from their record Like Hell. All sorts of cool new music here on the tape this week, the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Just me and you this week cruising through a whole bunch of great new tracks by local artists, some of whom are new to me, some of whom might be new to you. Maybe you know them already. Who knows? Either way, we're having a good time. We're going to keep things rolling with a band called Computer, who I did not know about until Lauren from the station, who hosts Your Shoes Untied, brand new show on Thursday afternoons at 2 p.m., hipped me to them, and they're pretty great. So we're going to hear this track by Computer called Concrete Vehicles. We'll be right back. Must Believe in Spring from their self-titled debut, Sing to Me. Shares a title with a Bill Evans record. Great self-described Cascadian Yearner rock. It's great. Really love that EP from You Must Believe in Spring. Before that, we had Cauterized by Slightest Clue and Concrete Vehicles by Computer here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is me, Jesse, hanging out with you, bringing you a whole bunch of local tunes. We're headed into the last set of the hour here, and it's a good one. Don't worry. We're going to hear from three bands who are all newcomers to the mixtape, but who are all great, and who are all great. You don't have to have been on the mixtape to be great, but it certainly helps being great to get on the mixtape anyway. This from Warm is called Angels Eat Wires.
We'll be right back.
That's right. That's it for the Vancouver Mixtape this week. Thanks for hanging out. You just heard Aversions with their track Empty Century, the title track off their upcoming record, which is out August 19th. Check it out. Before that, we heard Car Breaks by Ears and Angels Eat Wires by Warm. So much great new music on today's episode of the podcast. If you missed it, you can go to cjsf.ca to hear the whole thing all over again and find the track listing. I'll be back soon to hang out with you. Maybe Jamie will be with me. We'll see. And either way, there will be a whole bunch of great local music on deck. So, thanks again. Love you lots. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Robin-sized woodpeckers ascend the same massive pine trunk. The first woodpecker is tawny brown and cryptically patterned. The second is glistening black, boldly accented with white, yellow, and red. The two couldn't look more mismatched. But this is a mated pair of Williamson sapsuckers, a migratory species that nests in the mountain forests throughout much of the West. Their radically different plumages so confounded 19th century naturalists that, for nearly a decade, the birds were put down in the books as different species. Williamson sapsuckers share western forests with a dozen species of woodpeckers. Yet sapsuckers are unique among woodpeckers in drilling neat rows of tiny holes in the trunks of trees. Sap oozes very slowly from the holes, a food for the sapsuckers. The sap also acts like flypaper, snagging small insects collected by foraging hummingbirds and warblers. The conservation success of Williamson's sapsucker requires well-informed forest management. By allowing low-intensity fires to create open stands of large conifers, and by preserving clusters of old aspen snags, land managers can help create ideal nest trees for Williamson sapsuckers. The West wouldn't be the same without them. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
You're listening.